Hi, and welcome to Al's Senior Moments, a podcast focusing on senior adult issues in North Alabama. I'm your host, William Simmons. Today's guest is Brandy Ivey, and Brandy is the program coordinator for Friends, Inc. Brandy, thank you for being with us. I appreciate you coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us about Friends, Inc. Tell us what services that you provide, because I was not very familiar until recently. Share with us a little bit about what y'all do and how you help people.
Okay. So Friends, Inc. has been around over 20 years. We were started by a couple of physicians' wives who worked in hospice and different things. They were nurses, and they really started seeing a gap where a lot of patients needed things that there was just no service to provide it. And they decided to start this little nonprofit. They started with about 8 volunteers. And over these past 20 years or so, we've grown. And now we've got roughly 85 volunteers at any given moment, about 100 patients. So we're still small, but we've grown, you know, and there's still room to grow from there. But what we do is we provide support services for seriously ill and disabled people in Madison County. Madison County only. We're just not big enough to go outside the county, but we would love to. So seriously ill and disabled can mean any age group, infants, birth to death, in any age group. Not income based. That's really not a factor. Really what's most important is the need. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a background. So we kind of look at that. People who just don't have a lot of support system. Maybe they don't have any family nearby. Maybe they just don't have any kind of resources, no way to pay for assistance, all that kind of stuff. So it just depends. We've got some folks in the finest of houses. We've got some folks in very humble means. That doesn't matter to us. We may do transportation to, say, cancer treatments, doctor's appointments. Volunteers do all of this at no charge. Mm-hmm. So the volunteers don't get paid. They don't accept any money. They're not given any gas money. They just do this out of the kindness of their heart.
Now, how do you find out about people that need assistance? Who refer, you know, these individuals to Friends?
That's a good question. So people can be self-referred. We get phone calls sometimes from people who say, hey, I just need a little bit of help. A lot of times we get referrals from social workers, like at Clearview Cancer Institute. The hospice social workers all know about us, physicians' offices, things like that. So all over the place.
Okay.
And there's an application process. Either the social worker or the person can fill out the application. Jan Brewer is our director, and Jan will receive that application. She'll take a look at it, maybe call and interview the person. I do a lot of home visits, so I like to go out and kind of visit with the person and, you know, verify things and see what they need. And if the person's accepted into our program, then we just kind of get going from there. We're there to help them.
Is there any length of time that you will continue your support, or is it until the need is completed?
Yep, indefinite. We've got some patients. I think one of our longest standing patients has been with us since like 2005.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So it really is just as long as that need persists. Some people really only need us temporarily. We have some who just, they're going to cancer treatments. They just don't have transportation. And we just feel that need once their treatment's over with and they're doing better. They don't need us anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a good thing.
Right. And there's no financial obligation for the individuals that you help.
This
is all at no cost to the people you're helping.
That's right. No charge whatsoever.
Okay. Yeah. And tell us, so the volunteers, all of your services are provided through volunteers. Tell us about that. And you are looking for volunteers that can help or have certain gifts or just have the desire to help people.
Yeah.
Tell us about how someone would get involved, you know, becoming a volunteer.
Yeah, absolutely. We always need volunteers. You know, as you can imagine, the need is so great because there's so many people who have illnesses, disabilities, no support. You know, I'm at no shortage for patients, mm-hmm. you know, but volunteers are a little harder to come by. It's a pretty good volunteer gig when you think about it, because we don't require a certain time commitment. You just do things as you want on your own time schedule. We will get all of our patients' requests together for that week, and I just send out an email to my volunteers, and they just take a look, and they might say, oh, looks like Miss Jones needs to go to her doctor on Wednesday. I can take that. And they just let me know, sign up, and they do it. That volunteer may not be able to do anything again for a month. That's fine. Some volunteers are real active doing a couple things a week. So it's really just whatever you want to do. If you want to become a volunteer, we do have a training program. I do the training myself. It's not very long. I'd say an hour and a half. We just kind of give you the ins and outs of what's expected, what they can expect from us, you know, kind of how everything works. We do require a background check, and we do require that we check your motor vehicle report. Because, you know, if you're going to be driving people around, you need to make sure you're a pretty decent driver. You know.
Can't have three DUIs. You know?
Exactly. So, you know, we check those things. And just kind of getting a good feel for why the person wants to be a volunteer. Some people have been through that season in life where they needed help, or they had a loved one that they cared for, and they kind of do it in that person's memory or that person's honor. Mm-hmm. A lot of my volunteers are retired folks, and they've got such great skills. They've developed over a whole lifetime and a career, and they might be retired, but they're not ready to sit around and, you know, knit sweaters all day. They want to do stuff. And so my retired folks are some of my best volunteers. Mm-hmm. They will be reliable, consistent. They know exactly what they're doing, friendly. They love on these patients. And that's our whole goal, is to not just be like a transportation service. We're not like just the Handy Ride or the Uber. You know, we don't just zoom up and grab you and dump you off the curb. You know, we want to be a friend. Like our name says, we want to be a friend to these patients. So, you know, showing them a little care and compassion. How's your day? What you been up to? Making sure they get in and out of their appointment okay. Just those little things, you know. Uh-huh. And my volunteers are just amazing at that. They are some of the best at just showing that true care and concern.
Uh-huh. Now, how you as a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
And how do you receive your funding? Do you just through donations?
Absolutely.
I noticed it looks like you have an annual fundraiser.
Yeah.
Every year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We are 100% donor funded. So everything comes from financial sponsors, community donations. We've got our annual fundraiser is called Autumn Evening. And it's every year in the fall, sometime around October, November, you know. We used to do a big dinner party, like a gala. And, of course, COVID changed, like it changed a lot of things for everybody. And for the past couple of years, we've done it as a drive-through event. And people loved it so much, we're just going to keep doing it drive-through because it was such a huge success. So we sell a gourmet meal, big five-course meal, all the good, yummy trimmings, dessert, the whole thing. 100% of the purchase price of that meal goes back to Friends, Inc. The cost of the dinner and the catering and everything is provided by our corporate sponsors. Mm. So if you buy one of those dinners, 100% is going to help our patients. And it's a really good meal. Like everybody looks forward to it every year. Some people are buying 8 or 10 of these, taking them home, and then they have a dinner party at their house for their friends, and they don't have to cook. The meal's already cooked and catered and ready to go, so it's perfect. So that's our big annual fundraiser, and we accept donations all throughout the year. You know, and sometimes people do a monthly, sometimes people do a one-time gift in memory of someone or in honor of a loved one. Those are always accepted. No amount's too big or too small. We will put everything to good use. But we do more than just transportation. We've got some other little services we do too. One is our lending closet. We have quite literally just a big closet, and it is full of medical equipment. So walkers, wheelchairs, bedside commodes, things like that. Sometimes we'll get wound care supplies, We've got incontinence supplies. We're always in need of incontinence supplies. So anybody who wants to donate those items, they don't have to be brand new. We just ask that they're in decent condition, you know. Mm-hmm. And we just turn right around and donate those to people who need them. So anything like that. Also, we've got a little food pantry, mostly canned goods, non-perishables. Anybody who needs a food donation will give that out. So you don't have to be a Friends, Inc. patient. Any Joe Blow off the street can call me up and say, hey, I kind of need a bag of groceries and I could use a cane. Mm-hmm. Sure, you can have it. You know, we don't discriminate mm-hmm. on that. And anybody can donate those things. We take those anytime. So,
okay.
Yeah. And we've also got Happy Mail and Phone a Friend. So some of our volunteers don't do a lot of driving, but they like to make phone calls and just chat with our patients, check on them, see how they're doing. Some love to write pretty cards and letters, and they get a list of patients and just send those out once a month just to brighten their day. You would be surprised how much our patients love just getting a card in the mail. Mm. Makes their day, you know, and it's a really small thing, so...
Yeah. Well, how would, if someone were wanting to get involved with Friends, Inc., is there a phone number, an email? Tell us how to contact you and, you know, start that process.
Yeah. So if you want to give us a call, you can call anytime. Jan and I are in the office on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But you can call anytime. Leave us a voicemail. We check them pretty frequently. That number is 256-534-4079. You can also send an email to friends@friendsinc.net. So that's FRIENDSINC.net. So like Friends Incorporated. You can check out our website, and that's where you can get more information or you can make a donation. And that's www.friendsinc.net.
Okay. Well, Brandy, thank you for being with us. Is there any last message that you would like to share or that you think it's important or that you just want to tell our listeners?
I think that pretty much covers it. I really appreciate getting to do this and kind of share what we do. It's really been a good ministry for the community, and I'm excited about keeping it going and helping it grow and just being a service to the people that need us.
Yeah, well, thank you for being here. And if anyone is interested in volunteering, whether it's taking someone to doctor's appointments or just making phone calls or sending letters, I'm sure Brandy and them can find a spot for you if you just want to, you know, be of help to someone else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening today. You've been listening to Al Senior Moments, a podcast focusing on senior adult issues in North Alabama. And our program is sponsored by Medicare Strategies. There are a lot of companies and agents out there trying to enroll people, but when you need the personal touch, when you need professional expertise, call Medicare Strategies for a local Medicare expert, and that number is 256-425-8614. Brandy, thanks for being with us, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Have a great day.